Come fly with Global Air Force.
There's a new day happening. Yeah, evil is rising. You're right. But that's not my goal. My goal is not to sit here and talk to you about evil. My goal is to sit here and talk to you about the new wave of the power of God that's coming. Because it's here. It's on us. It's imminent. It's falling. It's happening.
Here's your host, Jim Rohn.
It is another beautiful day. The day I have an opportunity to share with you a great message from David Hogan. Now, David Hogan is teaching at an Amish church in North Dakota, just south of the Canadian border. And as he is teaching, a lady that has been run over by a truck, her body twisted, comes up for prayer. You need to hear this story. It'll change the way you believe in God, what you think is possible for you, for what God will do for one, he'll do for another, and even for you. Today, we're going to jump into the middle of David Hogan's message. Here he is, David Hogan from Freedom Ministries.
I do this every day of my life, this right here. Every day, I'm somewhere. Now I'm fortunate. I'm in 90 different nations now. Our work has grown. It's a big old thing now. My goodness, my wife and I left with two little kids and didn't know what we was doing. And I'm not sure we do yet, but it's working. And there's lots of hundreds of thousands of people saved, lots of thousands of churches, but we stayed the same, and I kept my blue jeans and my beard. And so there's some goodness happening. Okay, so I need to explain to you, you're going to notice a difference in me. It's not my fault. The mercy of God, I have discovered to be its own entity. It's powerful. When it says grace and mercy came, you have to understand those are some of the greatest powers God has. And I've really gone into that mercy. It's all guided by the love of God, right? Okay, so when I was young, fella, you see I've got over that. Okay. When I was a young fella, I told my wife, we gonna raise the dead. Now that is the way young people are. They just impetuous and bold, and they don't know you can't do those things. I never did know you couldn't. You wanna know whose fault that is? Mama. Mama raised us to believe the word of God. From the beginning, y'all remember, you older people will, you remember those flannel graph things where you had the little pictures, stick them on the, and now you got, you know, movie up here. But before you had this little flannel thing, you stick these little pictures and it stick to it. That's what Mama had. She taught us all the miracles of the Bible from Genesis to Revelations with using those little picture things. And it turns out we believed her.
Yeah, how about that?
Go for it, Mom. Gets old, I know how it gets. Stick with it. There's good fruit in the mix.
That's right.
So something happened. I told my wife, we're going to raise the dead. Well, how do you do that? How do you go from boasting to doing the job? Hello? Because there is a way to do it. So how do you figure it out? What we did, we took the Bible apart, her and I. We went to the store and bought notebooks, regular old spiral notebooks. And I looked through the Bible and I found all these people that I believe did something that God asked them to do. And I gave them each their own notebook. And it turns out there's quite a few people that were successful. And I started looking through there to the ones, what did they do? What was their prayer life? What was their family life? What was their kids? What was the following generations after they were gone? How did they get the fire, the power that they had accumulated into the next generation? That's the goal. And so started looking through this list, and it turns out that one of the threads that goes from Genesis to Revelations is dead raising. It was, I guess, quite common for God's people. So I told her, we're going to do that. And she said to me, we need to start a little bit, something less. Yeah, something like that. And so I told her, nope. Let's just start with the top notch. If really God is the life giver, you young people, listen to me. If God truly is who we think he is, go for the gold. Yeah. So we started in 4 years of misery. Everybody I prayed for died. Nothing worked out. It was awful. But then it just one day changed. I don't know why. I just know we didn't quit.
Come on, there you go.
We stayed on course, stayed true to the call, stayed true to the vision, stayed true to the anointing.
Come on.
And then all of a sudden, whack. So I want to show y'all. You look at my hand. This thing, it's got a missing finger. See, verify, no finger. See the scars, see all that? See all the scars, all that? This is called a working man hand. Sometimes if you're a working guy and you're aggressive like me, you're going to latch onto something you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
It'll bite you back. And that's what's happened to me. But I want you to understand that this hand is not normal. It looks like a normal working man's hand. The difference is really crucial, though. 39 dead raisins. Right there. You hear me? You young people? So doable. I find it doable. I need your brashness. I need your aggression. I need you not to bow to old people unbelief. I was taught that people get the concrete set. You can't hardly teach them anymore. Turns out to be true. See, your concrete's not set yet. Still move it around. So you're blessed. You hear me? We can do this. Now, I teach our people from the day they're born again. I teach them from the moment you accept Jesus Christ as Lord, you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus. From that moment, you are free to raise the dead. They don't need my permission and they don't need yours. And that has created an amazing, wow, there's lots of good stuff going on. So something has happened to us in the last year. There's a brand new, and even though there's chaos everywhere. I mean, there's hate and violence. Man, I just came back from everywhere. I was just everywhere. I'm serious. I was in all the continents just now in the last 6 months, and boy, things are messed up. But it's fun to me to fly through every all of this and be around all these wars and it not be affecting on me. I like God's energy. I certainly do. And I want to tell you a couple of things. I want to read you some Bible so you can feel like you're in church. Your religious spirit demands that. Okay. I was just over here in a no-name church, right on the Canadian border, a little closer than we are here, North Dakota. Out in the middle of this field, it was corn as far as you could see. Geese, oh my gosh. Only thing wrong was I forgot my shotgun. I didn't know it was flying. I didn't know flight was happening. I'd have had me a truckload of geese. Ducks, man, I like them smoked. Them things are good. Okay, so, let's do it. I'm that guy from a swamp. That's what you do. You eat them. They're good too, boy. Okay, so, all right, here we go. These are Amish people. Y'all understand Amish people? I don't know how it happened, but I broke in with them. They like me. That's odd to me because they're so closed. And so I get up there in North Dakota. It's a little Amish church out in the middle of a cornfield. I mean, you can see forever. And the little building is just packed with these people. And they're just, you know, they look like me, but a little bit different. And I don't ever know what God's going to do. I never know. I'm prepared for him to have his way and do whatever he wants to, but sometimes he takes me up on it. It's pretty nice. So, no, it's awesome. It is, man. I am so, see, your problem besides me being healthy, you know what it is? I'm 72. I've outlived all my enemies. Serious. And I'm happy. I am literally happy. I just am pleased that God's let me be happy finally. Joy is a good weapon. And so I'm in there with these people in this room, you know, and it's probably 150 of them, maybe. And they've never seen the power of God. They've never seen the fire. And that's what I do. So something's got to give. Y'all, there was this young lady come up. She's beautiful. Golly, a pretty girl. But when she was walking up, she was like stuck like this, sideways. But she was walking this way, but she was stuck this way, you know. But she was a pretty girl. And she come up right there. And I'm looking at her. I said, stop. And I said, girl, what in the world? The rest of us don't look like you. What happened to you? She said, I got run over by a truck. I said, it looks like it. It looks just like it. Imagine rolling, you know, underneath that thing. It'll probably break you and you'll stick that way. That's what it looked like. I'm warning you. I'm a shrewd old hunter, trapper fella. I'm gonna get you. This is on, buddy. We're going to do this unless these fellas and ladies stand up and say, we've had enough. And I'm going to say, thank you. I'm going home, watch football. Holy Ghost. What? Oh, we'll stop at Subway on the way. Look, I asked her, what is holding you crooked? She said, well, when my body twisted, it snapped. And they put all this metal and screws and nuts and bolts in me. She had 5 operations in 5 years. And it's done. She's done. And she's pretty young mother. She's, golly, that's not awesome to me. I'm going to go on record. You ready? I disagree with that. I don't care what hell's plan is. We're going to stand up against it in the name of Jesus. And by the glory of the gospel, heaven will fix her. And that's how it's got to roll out. So here's how it went. I'm telling you, it scared me. My goodness. Because I do it all the time. I'm always aggressive. You see, I look you right in the face. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of you at all. And even though y'all won the other day, you college thing. I still am not afraid of you. But I do bless you. That was a good game. I saw part of it. Okay. It's simple, Elijah. It's not hard, son. But you have to let the Holy Ghost run through you. You have to be a conduit of the energy. Hear me? And I'm right. And I walk up on that girl and I'm just looking at her. And it's simple. Jesus. But what happened, I backed up. She picked up off the ground. I wasn't even close to her. She picked up off the ground and something tossed her. Some kind of energy. We all saw it. It happened so fast, he couldn't catch her. And this broken human being, I told my wife on the way home, it's like God didn't get the memo or something. He just picks her up and chunks her. And she hits the deck. Bam! And I told my wife, get my coat. I gotta roll out of here. I'm serious. This is gonna go negative, I can tell you. There ain't no way this ain't gonna brighten up. Y'all, I had no clue. She's out. Boom, God knocked her. Boom. And I was so happy about that. That she was knocked out. So I hurried up and prayed for the rest of the people and left. Well, I go back down there. That was Saturday night, just a few days ago. That was Saturday night. But Sunday morning, right, I'm back down there. And I'm looking for her. And I'm over in the corner over there, and I'm looking. And then a pastor comes up. The guy invited me. He goes, do you know what happened? No, sir. Amish guy. I wish I could talk like they did. It's just the cutest thing to me. Their accent. I like it. He goes, that girl that flew. I said, why didn't you tell me you had people that fly? He said, we don't. This one's on you, Brother David. I knew that was coming. I said, what happened? He said, that girl is my wife's best friend. And they've been praying and praying and praying year after year, and it gets worse and worse. He said, you come here and say the name of Jesus one time. She flies through the air, bam, hits the deck. She goes home, and for the first time in 5 years, sleeps all night. Come on. But that ain't where it quit. She wakes up in the morning and she's not crooked anymore. Yeah. And then the husband starts trying to find the metal. All the metal is gone. Yeah. God healed that lady. We've had her tested, her own doctors, and man, everybody's tripped out. God healed that young woman. And I told that pastor, go get her. I want to see her up face to face. He went and brought her up. Dude, she couldn't even get it. She just started bawling. She never got to me. Melted right into the floor. And she was supposed to be singing, so we lost the singer right there. Isn't that awesome? Here's what I want you to say. I want that in my life. Say it. Yes. Listen to me. There's a new day happening. Yeah, evil is rising. You're right. But that's not my goal. My goal is not to sit here and talk to you about evil. My goal is to sit here and talk to you about the new wave of the power of God that's coming. Because it's here. It's on us. It's imminent. It's falling. It's happening. And for some reason, he's letting me be in it.
Amen.
I got energy. See me.
Yeah.
72, had service this morning, drove through that pass, all that snow and ice, got here, had about 30 minutes, took a shower, and here we are. Look at me.
Amen.
Say it. I want that. Say it.
Amen.
Now you do. Yeah. I'm not on any meds, even though it looks like it. I'm not. I got asked at one church, how big was that Red Bull you drank? Weren't no Red Bull, son. It's only Jesus. What is wrong with folks? Okay, so it's okay for me to use the Amplified Bible in English. You okay with that? All right. Okay, because I can understand it better. All right. Now, I want to share, there's like five chapters that have come and camped out in my spirit, right? And I just can't get away from them things. And they're causing hell to evacuate.
Come on.
I mean, hell is picking up and leaving. And that's what we want. Say it. We want victory. Say it.
We want victory.
We do. And I know y'all, been knowing y'all for a while. And listen, and I know what you want. I know what he called me for. I know what you're after. Okay. Acts chapter 4. I asked my wife earlier, which one of these four or five chapters should I talk about? What about this one? What about this one? Because it don't matter. The results are going to be exactly the same. It's the anointing. The power's in the anointing. Listen, I cannot explain to you how awesome it is to be healthy and be a great grandpa.
Yeah. Amen.
Man, I like that job. Just the other day, the littlest one, the brand newest little one, she ain't that tall. She's about knee high to me. And I'm sitting in our prayer room, got this real nice prayer thing, and I'm sitting there shalabahing, you know. And this little old bitty, all of a sudden that little person comes up and grabs my pants leg, pulling on it. And so, you know, I look at her. Here comes that little hand. Y'all understand how important she is, right? Paul. And then one of the greatest times of my life happened. This is a great grandchild. And I pulled that little old girl up there. If you would have seen her, she turned around and the look, the smile, the contentment. And she reaches and grabs my beard. And she's just right eye to eye with me. And she puts that little face right here. And she got a hold of my beard. And she starts cooing. Because, you see, in her world, I am the most powerful being. Do you hear me? And she absolutely knows how to manipulate me. It's true. And I told my wife, I said to her, I said, who's on the wheel? She said, I don't know, David. I said, well, whoever it is, get the lawyer to change it. This one gets everything. So if I could make a suggestion to you about the way you seek God, I would advise you to go up to the throne of heaven because you've been given entrance. You're not illegitimate. You're not a bastard. You are a son. And not only a son, you're a favorite. You are the apple of his eye. That lady that touched the hem of his garment, what'd Jesus tell her? Because she got healed right on the spot, but Jesus upgraded her. What'd he tell her? Your faith has done what? Made you whole. What I need you to do is search that. Do a word search on that. All the loss and lack that was in her life got restored to her. And being healthy is different, y'all. I need that. Because it's real. That's power, buddy. That's mercy. Now, I need to tell you about this Acts chapter 4 right here. I get a little bit aggressive with this stuff. Now, Acts chapter 4, please open. While they, Peter and John, were talking, something happened. There they are having a church service, right? And somebody comes up and rudely interrupts them. What? Yeah. High priest, you know it's going to be religious people. High priest, military commander of the temple. What? What atrocity have these boys done? And look at this. Now look, if you're going to think up a religious name, don't name yourself Sad, you see. I'm not going to join you because I'm happy, you see. Okay, so what sin did Peter and John do? Okay, chapter 3. What happened in chapter 3? A man got healed. Okay. It's called the Holy Ghost and fire. And it moves through you and touches people. And energy to heal and save and deliver goes into those people. It's just a touch. It don't even make sense. Your logic, as you're sipping on your little, talking all your logic, it don't work. Logic and reason is not what we're into here. What we're into is faith and the Holy Ghost and the fire. So. When that man's feet and ankles receive strength, no therapy, nobody sitting there coaxing him to walk. He got energy in his feet and ankles. He went walking and leaping and praising God. And the people in the temple started screaming and shouting and running toward the miracle. They all knew him. You want to save Everett? One notable miracle.
Come on, that's right.
They'll be knocking those doors off the hinges. It's not works. I'm not preaching works like prayer and this has got to happen. No. We are saved by grace and mercy through the love of God. That is the way it is.
Yeah.
Keep believing. Keep pushing on hell.
Yeah.
Keep intimidating the enemy. And I'm right about this. I've watched the kingdoms of hell crumble and the kingdom of God take over. It's beautiful.
Not of earth unmoved can stand, build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.